T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If you think today is exciting, all right, wait until tomorrow, all right?
Wait until tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Tuesday, July 10th. Yes, we're going to do it so hugely, so bigly, if that's a word. We're going to give away a chance to win Steve's grand prize of $1 million, okay? We're going to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew? Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
Okay.
I can't believe
it's
it.
It's me.
And Carla thought of this.
I'll tell you.
Carla thought of this.
All right. I can't believe Carla would do this. This is stupid. We're going to have fun.
Yeah, oh,
it's
going to
be fun. I'm going to surprise y'all.
So if you want to register and get in on all the action and possibly win this $1 million by being smarter than Nephew Tommy, go to steveharveyfm.com to register.
Shut up, Junior.
Do it right now, okay? We want you to win, all right?
Oh, man.
Are you smarter?
Shirley, stop. You're doing way too much.
I can't believe we're doing this.
I don't mean to, Tommy.
Why are we doing this, man?
Are you smarter than Nephew Tommy?
Oh, Carla, Steve Harvey. How long you stay up to think of this, Carla? Surprise us. Come on, genius.
I promise you I'm a surprise.
Genius in the building tomorrow.
I'm a genius,
all right,
boy.
To register and get in on some of this action, again, go to steveharveyfm.com to register. Here we go. All right, it is time for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more, all you have to do is submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter.
Yeah.
All right, now.
Do that when you sign up to be smarter than me. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. It is the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew, with your smart self.
Tell somebody.
You're so intelligent. All right, here we go. Subject, I want a sex-lationship, okay? Is that a new term, sex-lationship?
Wow.
Is that in the Urban Dictionary, sex-lationship? All right,
I
here we go. Ever. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 31-year-old single mom fresh out of a 9-year relationship with my child's father. After we broke up, I focused on school, work, and my child. I chose not to entertain any men for a while, and I deleted all of my social media pages. I pretty much fell off the grid. Right after my ex and I broke up, we would get together occasionally just for sex, but he started wanting more from me, so I had to cut that off. Now, months later, I have a nagging desire to have sex, and that's all. I'm looking for a clean, honest man that's willing to commit to a sex-lationship with me. I have thought about this, and I am definitely not interested in dating or hanging out with anyone. I just want the sex. I want this man to be completely committed to me for the sole purpose of sex. Do you think a man in this generation would look at me crazy if I presented him with this proposal? Or should I just forget about it and buy a toy? What should I do? Please help. All right. Girl, you're going to get so many men to sign up for this. More than Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? All right. You're going to get so many men to sign up for this. I mean, really, are you kidding me? Forget all that fear of commitment stuff and all that. This is something a man can sink his teeth into, okay?
Yeah,
he can definitely get behind this.
Well,
definitely, yeah. Definitely commit to this. Yes. I understand you just got out of a 9-year relationship, you know, with your child's dad, and you want to focused on school and work and your child and all that. But to a guy, this is like an offer he can't refuse here, okay? Giving a cat catnip and all that. So to answer your question, no, I do not think a man in this generation would look at you crazy. No, not at all. This is a dream come true for a man, all right? I think they will love it. I think they'll be very, very happy. The question is, and this is what you have to deal with, will you be happy? Can you be happy? I hear what you're saying in the letter. I get it. That you just want the sex. I get all of that. But I just don't think you're going to want this all the time. I think you're going to want more as a woman after a while. You're going to want an emotional connection with this man in addition to the physical, because that's just how women are built. That we're built differently than a man, okay? We're nurturers. We like all the attention. We like the cuddling afterwards and all of that. You know, we have to feel a certain way when we're with a man. So a sex relationship, they usually don't work for us after a while. Okay, after a while, like I said, I get that you're in a 9-year relationship, you just got out of that, and you just want to play around for a little while, but that's gonna get old. All right, guys. Jay, what'd you say?
Go ahead.
What'd you say, Kier? What'd you say, Junior?
I said I'm so disappointed, sure.
Oh, you're disappointed in my.
I can't even look
at
you.
I'm a woman. I'm a woman.
I can't even look at you.
Come on, Jay. You can't even look at me.
I'm not even going to look at you.
Whatever, man. Let's have your answer.
I need to use the phrase, I'm so disgusted with you right now. I don't know what to do.
Because I told the truth.
All that you said is true, but not all women. Not all women.
No, I didn't say all women.
There are a lot of women who want this. Now, there would be one thing that would make this better.
What's that, Jay?
It's called grub loving. That means you call it up and it comes to you. I don't have to go nowhere.
Right.
I call
like
it.
Like the liver.
What?
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Grub
like
loving.
Grub loving.
Grub loving.
Man, how much you want
that,
for that?
I'm saving gas. I'm saving time.
When you want to start the app, let's get it.
I'm hitting it and it leaves. You know what I mean?
Big lazy.
I ain't got to talk to it. What? When it comes in, it's ready.
I love it.
It is ready.
Like big, lazy, unromantic.
When you order your food, it's ready to enjoy. Yeah. I want loving like that.
No foreplay, none of that, huh?
No play.
All this talking for.
You get no damn play.
We ain't got to do all this talking.
We ain't got to hug. I don't want to hear about your damn day.
No.
I ain't got to tell you about my day, what I'm feeling.
Why you up under me?
I tell you, and where's this going? I tell you where it's going. When we finish, you going home. How about that?
Yeah. Man.
That's what I want.
Come on, Junior. What you got,
young Shirley, man? I'm disappointed in you, Shirley.
Uh-huh.
I cannot believe you said this woman asked, what should I do? Be with just, she just wants sex. She don't want nothing else.
Yeah, for now.
Man,
right now, she said.
I don't even know her, and I love her.
You
first
want
of all,
her, don't you?
I'm about to give my number out live on air. I don't even care. 832, here it is. Just call me.
All right, listen, guys. We're going to have part two of your responses coming up at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we are in the middle of this strawberry letter. Let's recap the subject.
The best letter ever.
The best. I love her.
Yeah, for the guys. The subject is, I want a sex-lationship. A 31-year-old single mom wrote this letter. She's fresh off a 9-year relationship with her,
her
child's
so
father. You love her. they broke up. She focused on school. She focused on work. And she focused on her child. She chose not to entertain any men for a while. And she went off all social media, okay? She shut all that down. So, but, you know, she and her ex would get back together from time to time just to have sex, but he wanted to have more from her, and she didn't have more to give, so she cut that off. Now, it seems, she has this nagging desire, kind of like a pull from within, just to have sex, and that's all she wants to do. She's looking for a clean, honest man that's willing to commit to a sex-lationship with her, and we've never heard the term sexlationship. That is new. She made that up. So she just wants some guy that's definitely interested only in having sex. That's it. She wants him to be completely committed to her for the sole purpose of having sex. And she asked the question, do you think a man in this generation would look at her crazy, look at me crazy, if I presented him with this proposal? Or she wants to know, should she just forget about all that and just buy a toy? She wants to know what she should do. Nephew, you are up.
You are looking for me. I am the person for this job. You are looking for me. You have a nagging desire to have sex, and that's all. Me too. You are looking for me. We are looking for each other. I'm the man for the job. Really? I don't want no talking, no really? Hugging, no pillow talk. Don't make eye contact.
Like don't look at me.
Don't
look at me.
No cuddling?
Fact,
no, hell no.
What?
As a matter of fact, listen, we will actually never say two words to one another, ever. We
what?
Won't.
Hello?
No.
What?
When I come in, hello, we start you? And mm-hmm. bye. I'm mm-hmm. through. I'm out. Ma'am. See you next Wednesday. That's how we do this. We treating this like the yard man. Mm-hmm. We treating this like the housekeeper. Don't they come once a week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to come once a week.
We don't talk. Mm-hmm.
Roll months. Through there. Mm-hmm. Tighten you up. I'm sorry. Straighten you.
Just do yep. it. Have sex.
Yes.
That,
just
that
do
right
it.
There. That right there.
And then just leave. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do it and just leave. I'm the man for the job.
Are you still here?
Yes, I am who you want.
Hello. Good morning.
And don't worry about no toys. I bring all that. I got all that. Toys R Us been closed. They out of business. I got all the toys. I'm going to bring everything. I'm bringing stuff you ain't never seen before. All right? I'm rolling up in there with a G.I. Joe. You ain't going to understand the stuff I'm coming through there with. We're going to be butt naked with a racetrack. You ain't going to understand this when I come through there.
I got a slinky.
I got toys.
Come on, you understand?
A slinky coming down the stairway. What?
What you going to do with that?
Okay.
Just let it come down the stairway.
You'll see.
Butt naked playing jacks.
Let
what?
Me ask you,
you ain't
Tommy.
Seen the toys that I'm finna have for you. You understand okay. me?
Let me ask okay? you this, Tommy. On, are you at least when she comes in, are you going to say hello at least?
Yes. Say again. Am I going what?
Are you going to say hello when she comes in?
No, what, ain't no hello. What if hello is a
talking.
Greeting?
That's what, too much
what are we talking for?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Jay.
Yeah.
Jay, play her.
Okay. Yeah.
Jay. And I'm going to play the main.
Mm-hmm.
Jay always the woman.
Jay plays a great woman.
I'm a great woman.
All right, I'm at the door, Jay.
Come on in, partner. Let's get this out of the way.
That's the woman?
That's the woman.
He's saying this to the woman.
She's strong.
We ain't got to go way back there. Just stay right here in the doorway. Right here.
In the doorway?
Right here.
Right here.
All right.
All right. See you next week.
See you next week. Thank you so much.
Wait a minute. That was less than 30 seconds.
It was good for me. Was it good for you?
Well, we weren't going to take you through it, Shirley. But that was the bookends. That was the beginning and the ending right there.
Okay.
You understand?
That's all it takes.
Yeah.
Okay. So the lady who wrote this letter, I hope you're learning something about men. Okay,
sure.
This is what you want from a man?
Sure,
I don't
I'm
think
so. Disappointed in you, sure.
I don't think whatever.
You gonna try to
Junior.
Talk her out of this? No, you're not.
Yes.
And baby, let me tell. You, let's tell her one more thing, though, Shirley. Yeah. She need to know one more thing.
What?
You said you didn't went. You didn't took all your stuff off social media,
uh-huh.
baby. Put it back up there. That's how you're going
to
get
to know who you are.
That's how you're going to get some activity.
I've been calling 10 digits just randomly trying to
find you.
Right.
Hello? Did you write the strawberry letter? No, I'm sorry. Have a good morning. I'm sorry.
And if you go to Tommy's Tips 2003 at yahoo.com, send me your picture so we can see what we working with.
I don't need no picture.
What's your email address?
I don't care
Tommy,
how she
looks. Tommy, T-O-M-M-Y-S, T-I-P-S. And then the number 2003 at yahoo.com.
Can I just say something to you, Tommy? What? You're being picky.
What do you mean you don't care what she looks like?
Let me tell you something, Shirley. Yeah. She can have one foot and one eye and
I
a parrot.
I don't care if she
you
can
better
see.
Not say nothing about my woman. I know that much.
It's going to be a problem.
It's going to be a problem.
I don't care what she look like, Shirley. I'm not going to see her face no how.
Yeah.
All this activity from the back. Hey.
The lights is going to be off.
Man, who in here wow. with who in here with the pirate? You don't say a damn thing about the pirate. Come on, baby. Let's get up out of here.
She's a pirate?
Yeah.
She's Jack Sparrow.
All right, get out. Let's go, babe. We got to take this.
So I hope women, especially the lady who wrote this letter,
Good
the woman
point,
who wrote
Shirley.
This letter at 31 yeah. years old, I hope you're hearing how
31.
Men really think. You don't want yeah. this. You
yes,
really
do.
Don't want
Shirley,
this.
Shut yeah. your mouth, Shirley.
Shut up, Shirley. Shut
Shirley,
up.
The lady know what she want. Now, no, why are you trying no, to change her
no,
mind?
No, no. She might want this for a minute or so, but no, you don't
minute.
Want this.
In yeah, the words of Judge Judy, Shirley,
you will not want this, okay? You don't want this
Ma'am, call
in your
us.
Life.
You can't find
Shirley,
your caller.
Shirley, if she wanted for a minute, let us have this minute.
I'm definitely trying to talk her out of it.
But
all right, guys, we got to get out of here. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. And this Thursday at 1:30 p.m., please join me for the Strawberry Letter Live After Show. Drake is number one. We'll talk about that when we come back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.